The pounding on the door woke Lydia Whitcomb from a sound sleep. She strained her ears, listening for the sound again. Her husband, John, rolled over and pulled Lydia close. "It's just the thunder," he murmured against her skin. "Go back to sleep, Lydia." She didn't hear the sound again, so she pulled the covers up underneath her chin to ward off the storm. Perhaps her husband was right. There had been terrible storms for the past few nights. She sighed and watched the room fill with bright light as lightning cracked near the house. Lydia jumped up from bed. "That was close," she said. Storms always frightened her, but this one appeared almost ominous, as if it were bringing bad news. John opened one eye and looked at her. "It is right above us," he said. "Really, Lyd, come back to bed. I have to move those cattle from the south pasture tomorrow." He moved the covers and patted the straw-filled mattress next to him. The pounding sounded against the door once more.
"John!"
a man's voice called. This time, it was John that bolted from the bed.
"That sounds like the marshal," he said.
He grabbed his pants and hopped to the door as he shoved one leg and then the other through the pant legs. Lydia lit a candle. She grabbed a shawl and followed her husband to the door. Removing the bar across the door, John pulled it open to reveal a man and a woman standing on the porch. Lightning flashed in the distance, allowing Lydia a good look at the two people standing in the pouring rain. She could tell they both were soaked.
"What's the meaning of this?"
John asked, ushering the marshal and the strange woman into the house.
"Lydia, put on some coffee," he demanded,
before escorting the woman to the settee Lydia had brought from Pennsylvania. It was her mother's, and now this woman was dripping water all over the fabric. Lydia knew it would be stained once it dried. She quickly nodded to her husband and ran to the stove in the corner of the room. She put a few sticks in the wood box. Feeding a piece of waxed linen between the sticks, she said a little prayer. She hoped the small linen would be enough to catch fire from the ashes still smoldering in the stove. As she waited for the fire to rekindle, she glanced over her shoulder. The woman was breathing hard, and Lydia could see dark hair clinging to the stranger's head. Her skin was pale, and she wrinkled her face in a grimace. Lydia quickly turned. Grabbing the coffee pot, she placed eggshells and grounds in the bottom and filled it with water from a bucket next to the stove. Once the pot was situated above the fire, she returned to her husband. John's back was to her. She couldn't see what was happening, but she could hear her husband whispering to the marshal. Whatever they were talking about must not be good.
"I ain't no doctor," John said.
"Doctor?" Lydia's ears perked up.
"Is everything all right?"
Lydia asked, moving around her husband to stand in front of the settee.
"Oh, my,"
she murmured. She lifted her fingers to her lips and stared at the woman. The woman grasped Lydia's hand and squeezed with everything she must have had inside her. Lydia felt her fingers twist under the pressure.
"Oh!"
the woman cried. Lydia watched as the woman's belly released and contracted.
"She's with child,"
Lydia said.
"Why didn't you take her to the doctor?"
"She specifically said not to."
The marshal took his hat off and tapped it against his oil coat. Lydia watched as water pooled on her clean floors under his feet.
"Why ever not?"
The woman squeezed Lydia's hand once more.
"She needs a doctor, not a rancher or a rancher's wife."
"She asked for you by name, Mrs. Whitcomb."
Lydia's eyes flew to her husband.
"I don't understand. I don't know this woman." "Ma told me if I was ever in trouble to find you." "Your mother?"
The woman nodded, grimacing as another pain overtook her.
"It looks like the pain's getting worse."
Lydia put her hand against the woman's head.
"She's burning up with fever, too."
She looked to her husband and the marshal.
"I'll need boiling water and rags. John, bring me the old bed sheets. I can cut those up. Marshall, if you can carry her to our bedroom, she'll be more comfortable there."